to make the point that I think cannot be made enough in terms of the TJ Watt extension negotiations. Since when did it become a good idea to keep up with the Joneses if the Joneses are the Cleveland Browns? Isn't the whole keeping up with the Joneses bit about, hey, this family that has a lot of money and they do a lot of nice things and they like to get all the best stuff, this family that's the gold standard, we try to match them to our folly. Usually keeping up with the Joneses is a bad thing, right? Live beyond your means. You know how that goes. In this case, it's, well, the Cleveland Browns did it for Myles Garrett. I guess the Steelers should do it for TJ Watt, and he's got every right to ask for it. Yeah, if I'm making decisions based on what the Cleveland Browns do as like my rubric for how I proceed with an elite player at a certain position, I've probably lost the plot already. Remember, this is the franchise that actually did, it appeared, have their quarterback savior at long last. They screwed that up, probably in more spectacular fashion when you consider who they replaced him with than any team has in NFL history. And Lord knows in recent NFL history, we certainly know about quarterback screw-ups around these parts. So just because they're giving the guy who came out in the same draft that TJ Watt came out in and has put up similar numbers to TJ Watt throughout their entire respective careers, just because they gave that guy $160 million guaranteed in an extension, the Steelers should just traipse right along and follow suit? For what? Why? This just seems like another example of, at some point, you've got to prioritize good business. And good business is not giving TJ Watt everything he wants, is not giving TJ Watt more than Myles Garrett, is not stroking TJ Watt's ego because of how much he's meant to the franchise in the past or how much he's meant to the defense and how you have a desire to be a one-helmet guy. At some point, good business is sitting down with TJ Watt and having a hard conversation that sounds something like this. Hey, man, you've been dinged up a little bit at times. You're coming off of your least productive season where you actually played a full slate of games. You don't always play at the very end of games at those high-pressure times in the game. You sometimes tap yourself out. It's kind of a weird habit that people just have normalized or have glossed over. You are also not necessarily somebody that is going to age ultra-gracefully. He gets beaten singled-up matchups more often than he used to. Not often still, but more often than he used to. You're on the back nine of your career. We're going to pay you a very competitive wage, but we're not going to reset the market for you because you're not a market reset player anymore at this point in your career. You're very near the top of the market. You're not the guy leading the charge. You can make an argument that Myles Garrett isn't either. You can make an argument that you could put probably the top 5 to 7 edge rushers in the league in some sort of a blender, and you'd come out with a great player at any one of them. So it's kind of a muddled top of the heap here. And paying TJ Watt like you're playing the old quarterback derby where every how many weeks it was in some off seasons, a new guy would, for that headline cycle, become the highest paid player in the league, the highest paid quarterback ever. Like, doing that with edge rushers who are in their early 30s now, not my idea of good business. Modeling yourselves after the Cleveland Browns, I might consider a different tack. And so I hear that from James Palmer, and if you listen to how he delivered that opinion, it certainly seems like it's coming from the player side. It most definitely seems like it's not coming from the team side. It just makes me leery if it's true. If TJ Watt's people are the ones telling James Palmer this, or I guess if he's talking to people who are even more plugged in than he is around the league, and he really thinks that based on what he's hearing, it's credible that he's going to get more than Garrett, that's a mistake by the Steelers. That's a whiff. At some point, you have to be the team that puts... Also, like, I should clarify here, it still doesn't make it good business, what I'm about to say, but it would make it more palatable if TJ Watt had been part of multiple playoff wins, deep playoff runs, if you could track back to a playoff game or games where TJ Watt had 3 or 4 sacks or something like that, had some absurd forced fumble late in a game that turned a game, maybe scored a defensive touchdown in a winning effort. If there were Pantheon playoff performances that ended in team wins for TJ Watt, it wouldn't change what he is or is not as a player right now, and it wouldn't change what he's actually asking for. All that stuff would be the same, technically, if he's still coming off his worst full season as a pro. or since his first season, I guess, if you want to go back that far. But you could make the argument much easier to yourself that, hey, there is a sentimentality factor in here that actually has some substance. We had a good YouTube comment as well that just said, hey, if you try to become the Cleveland Browns, or if you try to keep up with the Cleveland Browns, you end up potentially being the Cleveland Browns. And that was the other thing I've thought about with this Watt deal from the time it started. Remember, Donnie, remember the point I've made really quickly, and you can jump on in here. Hello, Donnie Football on a Friday. Our guy Jack, the intern, is back there as well, who looks like Alfred Molina. Young Alfred Molina, not a Spider-Man 2 Alfred Molina. The thing, like, you know, that I've said in the past with this Watt and Garrett stuff, remember how we've debated should he win player of the year, defensive player of the year, should he not? And we've gotten into these, like, very vitriolic battles between us and Cleveland, and Ken Carman will invade our show as Ken from Streetsboro and all that stuff. I remember I've said this. Think of how the mighty have fallen. You're a Steelers fan, and what you're, like, reduced to caring about is whether or not your best defensive player wins the award over their best defensive player because they functionally play the same position. This feels like the same bit. Should TJ Watt get more than Miles? No! Quick answer, no! Because the Browns were stupid probably in the end to give him that money, even though I think he's aging a little more gracefully. They're basically the same player at this point in their careers. He's probably going to age a little more gracefully. He still gets double and triple teamed more than Watt does. I feel like the brute strength, which is more Garrett, and I think Watt's a speed guy more than anything else, and Garrett's got moves, Watt's got moves, so I'm not going to say one guy is a moves guy versus the other. I think Garrett's going to age very slightly more gracefully. Still a bad deal by them, I think. Still not a great move. I know they don't have a quarterback under contract anymore after Watson's gone for big money, but like, just because the Cleveland... Usually it was, oh, if the Cleveland Browns are doing it, go in the other direction. When they gave a fully guaranteed deal out to Deshaun Watson, the NFL got so pissed they told teams, don't do that. So why are we modeling... If you're the Steelers and Watt's argument is, I deserve more than that guy, I would treat the Browns giving Garrett what they gave him, the $40 million a year that Watt would now want a little bit more than. I'd treat that like an outlier and say, we're not keeping up with them. Why would we? They were always lagging in the back. You didn't even know they were in the team picture for the AFC North.
When it comes to the Browns, I thought they could have set themselves up pretty nicely for the future by trading Garrett. They had that second overall pick already, knowing that Cam Ward, a quarterback, was going to get taken first. They could have made it easy on themselves. They could have taken Abdul Carter right there. There's your Miles Garrett potential replacement, and they would have had a plethora of picks to deal with. When it comes to Watt, in this argument, people take such offense when you claim that Watt shouldn't get the money, or you try to argue that Watt isn't worth the money that the Browns gave Garrett. I can acknowledge that TJ Watt, given what both guys have done through their careers so far, they both got drafted in the same class, Watt has been the better player. He's, to me at least, he's better in pretty much every single statistical category when you stack the two guys up. I think that Watt has been the better NFL player than Miles Garrett to this point. The issue is you're not paying for what the guy has done. You should be paying for what is coming in the future. And another key fact to the matter is Garrett is like a year and a half, I think at least, younger than what Watt is. And yeah, that is a little bit important to me when one of those guys is almost 31 and the other guy is 29.
Matters.
And Garrett will probably age more gracefully than
just
what Watt does.
Bit,
Watt is already more dinged up than Garrett is at, you know, anyway.
Just by virtue of being younger than Watt, he'll age more gracefully over the length and term of the contract. And like I said before, I think the EAS alert hit. And by the way, our boss Craig is listening to me hold up the EAS thing and he's watching it. Craig, please print me a very nice size 72 font thing, landscape style, so it's horizontal. I need a sheet of paper in here for the summertime months that says EAS alert on it so that I can hold that up in front of the camera. This highlighter is not going to cut it, so I'm going to request that of our boss right now on the air and see if he can come down here. He's a bald steroid user, Donnie. We established that. Anybody who's bald, according to City Limits, is a steroid user, apparently, because of the Barry Bonds rubric. But as I was saying about Watt, just the last point I wanted to make really quick is this. if he had had this great success over the years and there was all these playoff victories, it might be a sentimental thing that you were going to give him X, Y, and Z amount of money, even if it was bad business, but you could understand the sentiment. As much as he is individually great and has been a great Steeler, there is no team success that you can directly connect him to that actually matters for this fan base.